the long-lasting legacy. My ancestors were slaves. I was born and raised in Mississippi, a state in which slavery was most common. Slavery has a significant meaning, not only to me, but to most African Americans. Being a black young woman who has slaves as ancestors, I'm required to uphold the legacy. All the pain, suffering, hard work, and determination, I believe we as African Americans should acknowledge our ancestors' accomplishments and stop taking for granted what they sacrificed for us. On January 20, 2009, when I was a fifth grader, I remember sitting in our class watching the presidential inauguration in which we opened our arms wholeheartedly to our first black president. This all became possible when Dr. Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. President Barack Hussein Obama II is the definition of his dream. My parents and grandparents raised and taught me to value my education because of the cruelty, blood, sweat, and tears my ancestors produced to get me here. Being able to use the same water fountains as white, be in a desegregated community, receive a free education, have rights, be a free woman, and to be part of the future of my country predetermines me to have ambition. When I pinpointed out all the specifics of what my ancestors did, I felt as if my dream to be a gymnast wasn't good enough for what had been sacrificed for me. When I was little, I wanted to be, I loved gymnastics, learning new tricks, and performing them for my parents on showcase days. Then one day, as I sat in my cold room, sitting on my cheetah-covered bed, staring at my brown and white walls, I asked myself, how many African-American doctors do you know? I stared and stared and stared some more. Until 25 minutes later, I reached the conclusion that I knew none. We African-Americans waste our time on wanting the new pair of sneakers, the new video gaming system, being popular, and most importantly, being violent towards each other, that we don't cherish what's important, our education and future. My mother always says these words to me, you should start taking advantage of the opportunities presented to you. I believe that I sometimes take for granted what privileges I have. If I can take my future more seriously, I know you can too. Take a stand with me, and let's make our ancestors proud by withstanding obstacles and finishing the race. I believe we can be a successful community if we put our priorities first instead of our materialistic wants, thanks to our ancestors.